They hold in the Mishnah that Tzadik Hei Amar Aleph on the bottom. So the Mishnah, Ha'Telish Me'osetz Nokuf Chayiv. If you pull out something that's growing in a Notzetz Nokuf, that means a flower pot that has a hole on the bottom. So Melo, whatever's growing inside it is considered Mechuba to the Kaka. Since there's a hole on the bottom of the flower pot, the nourishment comes up from the ground into the flower pot, so it's called mechubur. Therefore, if you pull it off, so you have some grass growing there, you pull off the grass, yechayiv. V'sheinu nokev, you have a flower pot that has no hole on the bottom. It's completely the klicheres or the woodenness, machlekes, what the Mishnah is talking about. But it is no hole on the bottom. Then the Tanakama holds potter, because then it doesn't get unika from the ground, so it's considered tolush. It's not mechubur lekarkam. So if you pull it off now, there's only nisim the rabbanon from the rice it's mutis potter rabbalosim. So the Mishnah of Rav Shimon poite b'zeh b'zeh. Rav Shimon holds no, even in the case where otzos nokuf, where the flower pot has a hole on the bottom, still he holds it's not called mechubur lekarkam. And if you tolush, you pull off the grass that's growing in this flower pot, it's potter it's mutim midiraisa. And achnami, it could be tzosim midirabbanon. Akoponim midiraisa, it's not considered tolush. So Rashi, atolush miyotzos nokuf chayiv. It's called kimechubur. The yoinek mina karka ayidei hanekev, because it gets its unika from the karka through the hole. Shemariach lechluchis hakarka, because through the hole, like the wetness, the nourishment of the karka comes up into the flower pot. V'yafilu hanokev v'doifnei. Achidish, even if the hole is lavdafka on the bottom, even the hole's on the side, also it's considered it gets its nourishment from the karka, and therefore it's called mechubla karka, that if you tolish, yichayiv. That's Pshat no Tanakama. And Yav Shimon holds no Yepota. It's not the Gemara. Romi le Abaye le Rova. For Abaye Akasha to Rova. For Yamrilo, some say Rabbi Chiya Barav le Rav. Like Rabbi Chiya Barav, yes, the Shalot to Rav. Tanan, it says now Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon, Poite Bezer Bezer. Rabbi Shimon holds, even if you pull off something that's growing in a flower pot that has a hole, still Yepota on Shabbos, it is not called Mechub le Karka. Al Mazot Gemara, Nokuf le Rabbi Shimon, Kishena Nokuf. Even though a flower pot has a hole in it, it's considered as if it doesn't have a hole. Now the same halach is they're both not mechub lekarka. For the Gemara Minu have a kasha. Rabbi Shimon Oimer Ein Bein Nokuv L'Sheino Nokuv. There's no difference between a flower pot that has a hole either on the side or on the bottom, or the flower pot that does not have any holes. Elo Lahachshes Royim Bovada. There's only enough kumina to be machshed as royim. There's a halacha by Tuma that an oichel is not mekabel tum until first is hechshes. First water went on top of the pri, and now if a sheretz touches the pri, it's mekabel tum. Now the water, it could only be machshir when the peri is tolish. It's not mechub lekarka. His kol zaman the peris are growing, it's not mekabel hechshim. Because otherwise every single peri had hechshir, but it has to rain, it has to have some water. So that's that the water goes on the peris when it's attached to mechubur, it's not mukshir. Now after the peri is tolish, then if water comes on top of the peri, it's mukshir that now if a sheretz touches the oichel, it's mekabel tuma. Shev Shimon is maskim elihashus roim bovad. That means let's say you have this apple growing in a flower pot, and water goes on the apple. So it depends. If the flower pot has a hole in it, he holds it's called mechub lekarker, therefore the water is not mukshir the apple. Mashenka, if the flower pot has no hole, then we see consider this apple as if it's tolish, it's not mechub lekarker. So if water goes on the apple, it's called mukhla kabutuma. So according to see, according to Rav Shimon, there is a chilik whether the kli has a hole or doesn't have a hole. So Rashi el lahachshes royim has royim b'toichiv. You have something growing in the flower pot. Or tzut nokuv ain't a mekabel hechsher. If the flower pot has a hole, it's considered mechub lekarker and it's not mekabel hechsher lutuma. The she'ena nokuv mashenka, the flower pot does not have a hole, then mekabel hechsher. Why the tolishu? That's considered tolish from the karka since it doesn't have a hole. But the kasher is where Reb Shimon called Malay. Reb Shimon is the one that says this. So this goes according to Reb Shimon. So you see, according to Reb Shimon, there is a chilik. So I come in our Mishnah with Mashma that there's no chilik at all. Or Malay. Lechol mizok, this teretz is poshet. Omalei lechol mili Reb Shimon ketolish mishavilei. It's not the truth. Kol terakulu negeit to Shabbos avade. Even though it's growing in a flower pot that has a hole, it's considered ketolish domi. Since it's not growing in the ground itself, it's off the ground in a flower pot. It's called ketolish. If you pull it off on Shabbos, you're potter. The Vishan Linyan Tumma Mashain can get the din of Heksher. Why is this Torah still called Mechubla Karkas Namakabal Heksher? Ta Torah Ribsa Tyra Eitzel Zroin. There's a special Ribi Hakruah. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Al Kol Zera Zerua Ashe Yizareya. Mash any seed that Kol Zaman it's planted, Kol Zaman it's Mechubla Karkas Namakabal Heksher. Since the Pasuk says, Ashe Yizareya Mashme, any type of a planting here makes it still called Mechubur, that's not Makabal Heksher. So even though really an Otzis Nokav and a flower pot is not really called Mechubla Karkar, but here, since the Pasuk says, Ashe Yizareya Mashme, any type of a planting that's Mechubur, it can't be Makabal Heksher, so here Rav Shimon is murdered that if it's in a flower pot, that as a whole, it's considered Mechubla Karkar, that's not Makabal Heksher. So Drashi, Lechol Mili, that means L'Shabbos, Vilchus Shabbos, Rav Shimon holds, it's not called Mechubla Karkar, what's growing in a flower pot. Who adin v'liknais b'mashichem? V'lay b'kesef. If you want to be kind of this flower pot, you don't have to make a kinyan kesef like karkon, but you only make a mashichel like metalplin. Ula pruzbul shen anichtav el ala karka. If you want to write a pruzbul, you have to own karka. Owning an otzus nuk of a crunch of shimmer is not good. Mashenkin only for hilchas heksher does he hold what's growing in a flower pot that has a hole is considered mechub l'karka. Why? Because the apostle says of Rashi, Hashay yizoreya. Kederech shadda moitzel izriya. Lemute mechuba koldu, mashm any type of a mechuba. Lochi yahani zriyas yisayrim, the post says next word yisriya the crow, or miyu shein a nokiv tolish gomu. But enechnami, if it's in a flower pot that has no hole at all, that's mamish called katolish, that would be makabal heksher. Only if the flower pot has a hole, that's considered a little bit mechuba lakakir, enough to say it can't be makabal heksher right now. So the Gemara, boy minayu sabam rabbi zero, a sab, an old person, asked the shalah from Rabbi Zera, Shoyrish kineged nekev, mali omer Rabbi Shimon. What would Rabbi Shimon say in the case we have this flower pot, something's growing in the flower pot, and there's a hole on the bottom of the flower pot? Now the shoyrish, that means the root of this, whatever's growing, the root of the bean that's growing, is mamish kineged nekev. So maybe here Rabbi Shimon is made, it's called mechub lekaker. Hey, since the roots of whatever growing is right next to the hole, and the svar is that since there's a hole there, it gets its nourishment from the ground, so maybe it's considered the root is getting its direct nourishment from the ground, that's called mechub lekaka. So maybe here Rav Shimon is moida. Trashi mali yom Rav Shimon, mi moida, toho de mechubur hu hai shorish, vi toilish le b'shabas mechayiv. Hey, since this root is near the hole, is by the makam of the hole, so that's considered mamash mechub lekarkon. And if you pick up this root now on Shabbos, you'll be chayiv for tolish. That was a shayla. His ishtik, he kept quiet, he didn't answer him. Lo yom alev lemidi, he didn't give him back an answer. Zim nechoda, trashi pam acheres another time, ashkechei di Yosef, he found him sitting, he saw Reb Zera sitting, o komar, and Reb Zera was saying, o moi de Rabbi Shimon, Shimnik if bichtei tarosoi, that if there's a hole in the flower pot, that this hole is enough to mitar the klicheres. Hey, the lock of a klicheres is once it's makabel tumah, you can't be mitar by putting it into the mikvah. Now the only eitzer is shvir. You have to break the klicheres. That's mitar. How much do you have to break it? How much of a hole do you have to make into it? We'll soon see later all the shirim. But lo yitzu, you make enough of a hole, a big enough hole. That's mitayrit mitumosoin. And now you have the flower pot. You have the flowers or the beans growing. Is then Reb Shimon is moed yichay. Umoed Reb Shimon shim nikev v'chtei tarosoi. If you have this big enough hole in the flower pot, yeah, that's called mechuber. So Rashi shim nikev ha'otzos v'chtei tarosoi. That means v'shim nitmo nita b'shvirazu. If the kli would have been tummy, now when you make this big hole, it'll become tor. V'hainu what shear is that? K'moitzi zayis. The shear have taken out an olive. The tanan b'masech the kelim kli cheres osalechem. If you have a kli cheres that's made to hold food in it, is shiura kizaisin. What's the shear of breaking it? How much of a hole do you have to make in it to say it's not usable anymore? Abi, it's a big enough hole that zaisim olives could go through it. Here Reb Zera said, I'm moide that Reb Shimon is moide, this is called mechuber. Since there's such a big hole in the flower pot, that's called mechuber. Kol hazroim shebetoche, anything that's growing in this flower pot, the suli have a kli. The teretz is why it's not called a kli anymore. Since it's called a sheva kli, it's not called a kli, so mele is considered like a samish mechub lekarkam, and if you're tolish, rip out from this flower pot now, yechayiv on Shabbos. That's what Reb Zera said. So the Sab had a kasha omalei. Hashta sherish. kineged nekev. Boy minoch, madach yuhar, I asked you the shayla, where there's a hole. Let's say it's a small hole in the flower pot, but the shurish, the root, is mamish growing right by the hole. V'loyamata, leave loyamidi, you didn't answer me, you had a tzat to say, even though the root is mamish kineged the ear, that's right on top of the ground. Still, you're telling me it's not called kimchubar. What do I care if you have a big hole in this flower pot and it's not considered like a clean? But I'll call upon him the shroshim, the roots that are not connected the hole, should be a suffix. Rashi says, Nika v'chtei tarosai mi boi, tehevel ele svuki be, yuzicha should have had the shayler also. Pahanach, the roots, the lav connected on ekiv. The roots that are not near the hole, even though it's a big hole, wherever it is, but the roots that are not near the hole, you should have had a suffix, maybe that's not called mechuber. V'yad pashata to aluhu, they're called mechuber denu. And for you, this is poshid, that the whole thing is considered mechuber. So, madach with a big hole, you're saying all the roots in this pot is called kumechuber, so avad, in the case we have a small hole, good. But the roots that are right connected to the hole, right by the hole, that's what should also be called kimechuber. Smelly didn't like what Reb Zeira said. So Abaya's going to change it a little bit. If you want to know what Reb Zeira said, this is what Reb Zeira said. Strashi demoid Reb Shimon b'shum nekev. It's weird that Reb Zeira said that Reb Shimon is moidim, that if you have a certain amount of a hole, it makes the nekev. It makes the kli cheres mechub lekaker. He said like this: Umoide Rabbi Shimon shemnikiv lematem revius. If you made a hole lower than a revius of the kli, then it's called kemechuber. So drashi hoch yuditma shemnikiv lematem revius. That means she'ein no masek revius min anekiv ulematem. As you have a hole on the kli, either you have it mamish on the bottom, or even it's on the sides. But as long as it's on the bottom part of the sides, that from the bottom up, it can't hold the revius of mashka until you have this hole, is the vatsa mihochi lav kli. Because less than this is not called a kli. So l'chura bai means to answer that we have two chesronis, that you have a hole in the pot, and plus that the hole is less than a revius, that means that this kli cannot hold revius, b'chlal it's not called a kli at all. Therefore, whatever is in this kli is called mechubal karka. Then Echnami, kol zaman the kli could hold a revius, even though you have a small hole in the kli, and even though the shurish, the root, is near the hole, still it's a suffix to Reb Zeirim. He wasn't sure if Reb Shimon is moidir there. Because kol zaman it has a shame kli, it's not called mechub lekarka. But here where the hole is in its position, that the whole kli now cannot be mekabel revius mashkim, or revius, it's not considered a kli at all. Something more about them. Omar Rova, Chomesh Midas Beklicheres. There are five different halachis about breaking a klicheres. In other words, like I said, a klicheres that's makabo tumah, you can't be metairet the mikvah, it's not metairet. The only way you metairet a klicheres is if you break it. Now, what's the shear? How much do you have to break the klicheres? Nikev kumaitzi mashke tohor milatami. If it has a nekev, that water goes out of it. Nikev kumaitzi mashke means the water goes out of it. It's toher milatame gistro. It can't be metame hilchas gistro. Abavadayin klihu lekadesh boy mechatis. Still called a kli that you could even makadesh by the mechatis. So Drashi kemoitzi mashki means nekev dak miyoit shemashki yoit seboy. You have almost a very small hole that you cannot just barely see the water coming out of it. That the water seeps out. And it could be the water won't come into the kli. The hole is too small to let the water in. But if you have water in there already, the water will go out through the soul. Is the aloche torim latami gistura, kloimer. In kli shalim hu, if this is a full kli, ain't a nitta bekach, it's not mitairet the way it is. Avalam hoi yisheva kli, lu yitzui this piece of a kli cheris, came from a broken kli. Voye roi l'shtamish boi. And the way it is right now, this broken piece, you could use, the aloche is the makamu tumma mishanishbar. Even though Metchile was Tomei, when you broke it, it became Torah, but since this broken piece you could use, it could be Makabel Tumor a second time. That later it can Makabel Tumor again. Bail Treifus. The Nikiv Shul, Kemaitzi Mashke, now this broken piece of klicheres that was makabel tuma the second time, now if it has the shear of a moitzi mashke, enough of a hole that if it has water, the water would come out of it, ain't a matamoid. It's not makabel tuma anymore. Mishum tamez gisura. It wouldn't have a lock of a broken piece of klicheres that's usable. That sounds like the locker is. It could be in the makabel tumor again, but here, since it has this size hole in it, that the water would seep out of it, it doesn't have a shame gister anymore. Trashi, gister is a loshin shevekli, a broken kli. Kamakorish time of the ain't shevekli, choshel atzniyoi mishinikiv. The Teretz says that this broken kli is pretty shrach to start out with, and a person won't hide it, won't use it, if it has this small hole in it. Trashi, abavadayin kli hu lekatish b'mechatis kleimer. Im kli shalom hoye, it was a full kli, a shalom nikah kli. But nikah kumaytse mashke, you had a small hole that just the water inside would go out of it. A dayin kol toris kli alav, the locker is still called a ganza kli. The afinu the chiddush is lekadosh boy mechatis b'yefer pora. The bin and kli ro the siv mayim chayim el keli the kol shken shem kabel tuma. It's maduch for mechatis. That the other toris says be mekabel the water. From the mechatis and bifnors, you have to take the water and then put the eifer of the pour into it. The Torah says, take the mayim chayim, means take live water, well water, and put it into a kli. So even though the chayim need a shalom like a kli, this kli is still called shalom, even though it has a small hole. But since the hole is only big enough that water could go out, water can't come in through this hole, it's still called a kli. Weiter, so another meter is, let's say a kli cheres has a little bigger hole, that this hole already would let water from the outside come in it. It's not called a kli midiraisa. You can't put the mechatis, the water of the mechatis, the mayim chayim, the well water, with the afer in this kli to mechatis, it's possible already. The drashi nikkel kukrenes mashka, shimoyshivu yala mayim nichnas patoichiv. You put this kli on top of water, the water will push its way into it. Dino nekev rochav ksas, it's a little big hole. Is toim lakadish boy mechatis. Toz Rashi lavdavke, because it wasn't tummy yet. Elo kumoy tor yuma, kumoy klema. Boto loy mitervas kli din yu mechatis. It doesn't have a shame kli on a nageyate mechatis. You can't be mitar, you can't make the mechatis in this kli. Of zati moro vea dayin kli hu, lahachshe boy zroyim. But it's still called a kli, nageyate to be machshe boy zroyim. So Rashi vadayim kliu lin hechshe zroyim means hazroyim betoichoy. That something's growing inside this flower pot now is kitlushim ninu. It's considered like it's tolish. V'yafilu l'rabbonin, she'nekiv zeh roi l'arech l'chlukas akarka. It's even the rabbonin that says that otzitz nokiv, if a flower pot that has a hole in it, it's not makabel hechshe zroyim, or else it's called kimachubadami. That's only if it has a big size hole in it. But here where the hole is so small that only water could push its way through. But we say this far the air, the nourishment from the karka does not go through it. Avada, it's not called kumachub le karka. And if water goes on top of this paris now, it's mashkut le kabatuma. It's vadayin kli yo lehachshe bo izroyim. It's considered a whole kli. So whatever's growing in this kli is not called mechub le karka. Therefore, if water touches it now, it's mashkut. Weiter, nikit kasheris kotin. What about you have a small hole in the kli cheris? That the size, that a sherish, a small root, could go through it. His nikit kasheris kotin, that a small root could go through this hole. Then toyim alahashe by zroyim. Since the root could go through this hole, it's called an otzitz nokov, and it's considered mechuber lekarka. Therefore, if water falls on the peris that's growing, it's not mukshe lekabel tuma. His toyim alahashe by zroyim. It's still called the kli, since it could be makabel zaysim, that means it's stam called the kli to makabel tumma. Let's say stam a sheret touches this kli, the kli is tummy. Kol zaman, it could hold zaysim, it could hold olives, the hole is not big enough that the olives fall through it, it's called the kli roy to use. Mashenke nikit kamaitse zaysim, let's say the hole became so big that even olives could go through the hole. Then toyim lakabel boy zaysim. It's Torah to Makabel Zaysirin, it's not Makabel Tumah. Aba V'yadayin Klihu L'Kabel Bar Remainim. Luyitsu, you decide you want to use this Kli now to hold Remainim in it. You want to hold pomegranates in it? So since now you Meyachet use it for pomegranates, and the hole is only the size of an olive. So Mela, pomegranates don't go through it. So Mela, Yamachshev, it's called a Kli now, and Vaika could be Makabel Tumah. Nikev Kamaitsi Remainim. But let's say the hole became so big that even the pomegranates go through this hole, then Torim Meklum. then it's not called a kli anymore, it's not makabel tumor anymore, it's torn from everything. That means shim yachtov shuv remainim. If you set aside this kli to use it for pomegranates, is makamel tumor mikan labo. Mikan labo, now that you have your das to use it for pomegranates, it gets a shame kli again, and now if a sheretz touches this makabel tumor. Or else, who then, if metchilu, you had this kli cheres that was miyucha to use for pomegranates, so even though you had a hole the size of an olive, so what? It's still usable. But now that the hole becomes as big as remoinim, that the remoinim pomegranates go through, now it's torn from everything. The drashi torn the klum, mishum kli, it's not called a kli anymore. El imke matznio legistro, yitmar b'teres gistro. Just if you're going to use this broken piece, like it's not worth an alocha of a gistro, that means even after you broke the kli cheres in half, if you're going to use one side of it though, so that's makabel tumah. Serious, if you're going to use this kli the way it is for some other purposes, for other purpose, it would have a tumas gistro on it. So the Gemara though, v'yim hukaf, somit posel, but let's say it has a tight seal on top of it, it has a tight cover on top of it, trashivim hoyim mukaf, somit posel, vu boyer lameis. You have this kli cheres that's in the yoyer lameis, and you have a tight seal on top of it, tight cover. Is ain tumah nichneses boy derech neked. We don't say the tumah sameis goes and timetama what's inside the kli through the hole. Umatzla kol mashe b'toichei. Hey, that's lochel by kli cheres. Even though it's in the oil hameis, and usually whatever's in an oil hameis automatically becomes tamei. Here there's a chiddush by kli cheres. If you have a good tight seal on top of it, a cover on top of the kli cheres, it doesn't let the tumah come down. So here's a chiddush, even though you have a hole on the side or on the bottom of the kli cheres, for since on top of the kli cheres there's a good tight cover, it doesn't let the tumah of oil hameis go into the kli cheres. If you move up some apostle, at sheyivchas rubay, then the shear is till you break mamish half the kli. If you have a hole that half of the kli is broken, that's called a shear, that's not called a kli anymore, so it doesn't have the heter that a kli cheres has if it's some apostle. So drasha sheyivchas rubay, the whole kli. The pasuk says any open kli that you have a cover on top of it is not makabel tumas elamais. It means derech pesach nechneches loy tumah, for loy derech nekovav. The pesach, the tumor only goes through a pesach and not through a hole. So kol zaman the cover is on top of it, so it's not called you have a pesach. Just you have a hole on the side. The tumas of the elamais doesn't go through a nekiv. That's the chiddush. It only goes through an opening. But here, with nifschas rubay, if the hole became so big that the rove of the kli is open through the nekev, that's called its pesach now. So even though the top of the kli is covered, but you have a new pesach on the side. So now the tumas of the erlameis goes through the pesach on the side. So the Gemara Amar Rabasi, Shomati kli cheres shiurei kemaitzi rimon. I heard halacha that the shear of a kli cheres like a still makabel tumah, as long as the hole is not big enough for rimonim to go through it. That's the shear. Omale Rova, Shemaloi Shemata Ela B'mukiv Tzomet Posel. Maybe you only heard that halacha, you need the shear of Rimonim, negate to this halacha of Tumas Oil Hameis, that was saying, Kozaman, there's a cover on top of it, it's Torah. But when, if you have the hole, the big of Rimonim, then we say the Tumah goes through the side. Because Poshit means to say, we passed him before, Stam Kli Cheres to Shear as Kezayis. If you have a hole in it, Kezayis, that makes it Oishem Kli, it's not Makabel Tumah. So what do you mean to tell me here you need a bigger Shear the size of Rimonim? So that's what he means to answer him, Mestam, you only send this halacha, Nogeh to Tumas Oir Hameis. That if you have this Kli in an Oir Hameis, we said before, the Tumah only goes through the opening. If you have a cover on the opening, the tumah doesn't go in. But even though you have a hole on the side, but if the hole is a shear of a remaining pomegranate, that's such a big hole, then he holds the tumah goes through that hole. For the Gemara, v'arava hu diyamar mukav tzamet posalach yivchas rubay. It's a stira. How could you say the size of remaining a hole big enough for pomegranate is enough to let the tumah's oil lameis go in? Rava just got finished saying no. You need the shear of Yivchas Rubay. That rove of the kli is broken open. That's called a new pesach. But because the man is less than roi, we say it's only called a hole, not a pesach. And the loch of tumas ameis, oil ameis, only goes through the opening, and not through the sides, not through a hole. But the moral like kasher. It depends how big the kli cheres is. Trashi barabar ribruba. If it's taka very big kli keli, so stam breaking a shear of a remainim, it means nothing. So then it's only mitama in oil anais if you have a shear that rove is broken. Mashenkin zutri, if you have a small kli cheres, the trashi kumaitse riman botale mikli. If the shear started at the kli is pretty small. So then if you have the size of remainim, that's botale the shame kli legamri. Not called the kli cheres at all. Now Tosis says to Kashin Rashi, what's the pshat from Ravavi and Zutri? What's called big and what's called small? Like you're not saying klo what the shear is. So therefore Tosis learns a little better. But Tosis says veniru lari to be Ravavi kamaitzirima and echnami with a big kli, then the shear of a kli cheres. How much of a hole do you have to say that as bottle the shem kli that the tumen and oil amaze comes into it is enough for the rimon? Uvezutri mashenkin of the kli is a small kli to start off with. Shemaitzi riman hu yoisim eroiv, that if you'll need the shear of taking out a rimon that's even bigger than rove with a kli, then sagi eroiv, that's enough with rove with a kli. So the pshat is like this: he's being miyasher. Really, if you have a hole the size of a rimon, that makes it oishem kli legamri. Mashenkin, if you have a smaller kli that to break rove with a kli is even less than the size of a pomegranate, that's also enough to mavato the shem kli. Yes,
Omer Rabasi, Shoinin, we learned before, Kli Cheres Shiuroi Bekoinis Mashke. What's the halacha to start to mevato the shame Kli, to make it ois Kli? It needs at least a hole, the size hole, so that water could come into it. But let's say the hole is so small that only water goes out, we said it's still called the Kli, even the Geet Kli Cheres. Even the Geet to Mayim Chaim of the Kiddush Mechatis. So the marvel of Omru Moitse Mashke, when did the first bride to say that if the hole is so small that just the water inside will go outside, Eli in Gisra Bavad, was only said Nageh to Gisra. That means if you have a broken Kli Cheres that's broken already, and now this half, this one side of the Kli Cheres, you miyachet to use it, so you say it's Mekabel Tumah, but it's only Mekabel Tumah calls the man at Shalom and has no holes. If it has the smallest hole, even just that the water could go out, it's Torah. For the more my time, what kind of svar is this? Since you're telling me a hole is so small that the water could only go out, but the water can't come in through that hole, it's not mevato the shem kli. So why by gistera is it yet mevato the shem kli? Om ma zutra bread rav nachman lefi shein oimrim habo gistera le gistera. Plus posh it, since you're starting off with a broken kli anyway, so close the mind, it's a little bit more broken, people don't use it already. So Rashi shein oimrim habo gistera acheres le gistera zu. Hey, when you want to use this broken kli, if you can have a small hole that the water will start dripping out, you don't say, bring me another broken kli to fix this kli. L'kabla tipin. Avo kli sholem, Mashenk, if you have a kli sholem, a good kli, chasen alov, then people still care about it. They want this kli. When Mishum neka pruta, since they have such a small hole that just the water inside will start dripping out very, very slowly, is lo shad yalei, people don't throw it away. But they come and say, bring us better another small broken piece of kli underneath it, and we'll use that to mekabel the tipin. But I call upon them, this kli they still use. So that's the svara. If you have a shalom dikka kli, people still use it even after it has such a small hole that the water will start going out. Rashank, if the kli itself is a broken kli, so people don't bring a second broken kli to help out to mekabel the tipin that are drip out of this kli, they're out of throw away this kli. Therefore, it's not a kli anymore to mekabel tumah. So the Mara Amar Ula, kli giba trei amiroi, b'marovitz. Machloek is two amiroi in Eretz Yisrael. Reb Yosi baravin, Reb Yosi bazavda. Machloek is these two amiroi. Chadoma kemoitzi rimein. One said the shear is, if the hole is big enough for rimein and pomegranates to go through. The chadoma kesherish kotin. And one said, no, the hole has to, even though the hole is so small, that just a small root, a small sherbish can go through the hole, that also makes it not called a kli. Now what are we talking about? So Drashi, kli gibor behech shezroyim. The shaila is the zroyim, the fruits that are growing in this type of a flower pot. How much of a hole do you have to have in the flower pot to make this fruit called mechubel lekaka, like it's called an otzitz nokuf? There's a hole in the flower pot. So what's growing in the flower pot that's considered gets its nourishment from the ground, that's considered mechubel lekaka, how big does the hole have to be to give it a shame of chub lekarker, that's just too machloikisim. One said you need a big shear of a rimain, has to be a big hole that pomegranates could go through. The chadam and all be have a sherish cotton, a very small hole just for the root to go through. So the more of a simnecha echad amar bevyechad amandit. The simon to remember these two shittes is this mishnah says echad amar bevyechad amandit. Strashi the simon the loy tito lemeima chadam kamoitzei zayis. Don't say like one of them said an in-between shear of kamoitzei zayis. Is this brisa? Echad amar bevyechad amandit bevatchi chavin brisa in the gemara menachis. Vehi lechol the simon sheechad min amroyim ribul leshar begodesh abshloshtim. One of them said tremendous big shear. That's the shear of a pomegranate. The yechad memayit l'shar b'kotn shav shloshim. One saying the smallest shear there is. V'lei b'beinu, they don't talk about the middle shear. Koines vashkum, it's a mezvashkum, lekul emutim b'hol linyin zroim. But avada, the smallest shear, where they're so small, just water could go out. But water could come in, that avada has no sheiches to give it a shame, otzitz nokuv, that it could be mechub l'karker. Hey, the least shear you have to have is a shear whole enough that sherish, a small root, could go through. But less than that, pshita is not called mechubal karka.